From the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel, with the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, the friendship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Welcome to the celebration of this daily televised Mass. My name is Father Michael Coutts. The televising of this Mass is made possible by a contribution from the Pike Day family from Oakville, Ontario, and Alpharetta, Georgia. This Mass is being offered by the Pike Day families in thanksgiving for blessings received for their son's 25th wedding anniversary on the 24th of June, for the intentions of the families and of all their deceased family members, and for those in the daily televised Mass community. On behalf of all who are gathered for the sacred celebration, we thank the Pike Day families for the gift of this Mass. In Psalm 139, we read, O Lord, you search me and you know me. You know my resting and my rising. You discern my purpose from afar. You mark when I walk or lie down. All my ways lie open to you. And this, in one way, is the spirit of our readings today. And as we enter into this Eucharist, let us trust in the Lord who knows our every moment. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who through the grace of adoption chose us to be children of the light, grant that we may not be wrapped in the darkness of error, but always be seen to stand in the bright light of truth, through Christ our Lord.
Amen. A reading from the Book of Lamentations. The Lord has destroyed without mercy all the dwellings of Jacob. In his wrath, he has broken down the strongholds of daughter Judah. He has brought down to the ground in dishonor the kingdom and its rulers. The elders of daughter Zion sit on the ground in silence. They have thrown dust on their heads and put on sackcloth. The young girls of Jerusalem have bowed their heads to the ground. My eyes are spent with weeping. My stomach churns. My bile is poured out on the ground because of the destruction of my people, because infants and babes faint in the street of our city. They cry to their mothers, "Where is bread and wine?" As they faint like the wounded in the streets of the city, as their life is poured out on their mother's bosom. What can I say for you? To what compare you, O daughter Jerusalem? To what can I liken you that I may comfort you, O virgin daughter Zion? For vast as the sea is your ruin, who can heal you? Your prophets have seen for you false and deceptive visions. They have not exposed your iniquity to restore your fortunes, but have seen oracles for you that are false and misleading. Cry aloud to the Lord, O wall of daughter Zion. Let tears stream down like a torrent day and night. Give yourself no rest, your eyes no respite. Arise, cry out in the night at the beginning of the watches. Pour out your heart like water before the presence of the Lord. Lift your hands to him for the lives of your children. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, forget not the life of your poor ones. Lord, forget not the life of your poor ones. O God, why do you cast us off forever? steps to the perpetual ruins. The enemy has destroyed everything in the sanctuary. Your foes have roared within your holy place. They set up their emblems there. At the upper entrance, they hacked the wooden trellis with axes. Lord, forget not the life of your poor ones. And then, with hatchets and hammers, they smashed all its carved work. They set your sanctuary on fire. They desecrated the dwelling place of your name, bringing it to the ground. Lord, forget not the life of your poor ones.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, appealing to him and saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed in terrible distress." Jesus said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion answered, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only speak the word, and my servant will be healed. For I am also a man under authority with soldiers under me, and I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and the slave does it." When Jesus heard him, he was amazed and said to those who followed him, "Truly I tell you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from the east and the west and will eat with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the heirs of the kingdom will be thrown into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And to the centurion, Jesus said, "Go, let it be done for you according to your faith." And the servant was healed in that hour. When Jesus entered Peter's house, he saw his mother-in-law lying in a bed with fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she got up and began to serve him. That evening they brought to Jesus many who were possessed with demons, and he cast out the spirits with a word and cured all who were sick. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah: "He took our infirmities and bore our diseases." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Each day we go to Mass, we remember the centurion when we say, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof." Jesus marveled at the faith of this man, but he marveled even more at his humility. As Jesus said at other places, "People of this world who lord it over them have the power to do this and that, but it should not be so among you, my apostles." The centurion, In Matthew's gospel, we are simply told he came to Jesus. A better story is in Luke's gospel when the people come to Jesus and says, you have to do something for the centurion. He loves our people. He has even built our synagogue. Now the centurion could have, you know, used all these brownie points that he had had. He could have said, I'm the best centurion you Jews have ever had. I want a quid pro quo. I've given you so much. What are you going to give me in return? None of that. He shows a sense of deep humility and a greater sense of faith. A faith which, in our first reading from Lamentation done by Catherine, we don't seem to have. Lamentations actually says this about the people of Israel who were in captivity. Why have you, God, torn down our fortresses and defense? The old men sit deflated on the ground and their heads covered with ashes. They cover themselves with sackcloth and they look defeated. Their eyes are tired with weeping. Somehow or the other, these people of Israel had very short memories. They could not remember the wonderful time when God had taken their ancestors out of Egypt and worked with them all through the 40 years in the desert experience, in the Exodus experience. And that is why Moses would tell the people of Israel, do not forget what the Lord has done for you. Remember to teach your children and your grandchildren and your children's children all about this Exodus experience. Make sure you celebrate it every year. Whenever we have faith, it is a faith on things that we hope for. It's a fulfillment of the promises made to us by God. And God has the capability of making this faith come true. The only thing is that this faith has got two dimensions. One is our trust in God, and secondly, there's something on our part as well. We trust in God that God will not let us down, but God also expects us to do our part. Let me explain this story. A priest had his parish right in the path of the hurricanes in America. And every year there would be the same issue. A hurricane is coming, you have to evacuate, there might be floods. And most of the times it didn't take place, but every now and then it would. But this one seems to be the mother of all hurricanes. And so the priest was standing outside his church, and the sheriff drove up and said, Father, you better move from here. This hurricane is really terrible. And he said to the sheriff, I trust in God, God will take care of me. Needless to say, the floods came in, and the waters came right up to the door of the church. One of his parishioners in a floatable dinghy with an outboard motor came and said, Father, we have to rescue you. And he says, I trust in God. God will take care of me. And he moved into the church and up to the belfry, and needless to say, water still kept on coming in. And a helicopter came down and said, Father, we are here to rescue you. And he says, I trust in God, God will save me. You know the end of that story, he drowned. And when he went to heaven, he says, God, what happened? I trusted in you and you did not save me. God said, I sent you a sheriff, I sent you a parishioner, I sent you a helicopter. What did you want me to send, Michael, Gabriel, or Raphael? Which of these angels would you choose? And so there is importance for us to do our part after trusting in God. Soon we will be out of the lockdown and hopefully total lockdown. And we'll have to rethink our faith and how we practice it in the churches that we have around us. As we go to church, what will the physical distancing be? How will we implement it? What will the signs of peace be? There won't be shaking of hands and hugs and kisses. Many people give the sign, V sign, which for me is rather tacky and not classical at all. Now don't fight with me because that's my personal bias, but it reminds me more of a ball game than of a church. And then there will also be the story of how we receive communion. Will it be on the tongue? Will it be on your hand? I know it's a right for us to receive it on the tongue, but sometimes those rights have to be abrogated for the sake of the community. And so we ask ourselves, what will our church be? How will our faith be as we carry on? It's very important to trust in a provident God, but we should do our part. As St. Ignatius of Loyola said 500 years ago, work as if everything depended on you, and then trust, because everything does depend on God. God bless you all. Would you join me now as we pray? For Pope Francis, Archbishop Collins, and our priests as they lead us, and deacons as they lead us in faith and trust in God, we pray to the Lord. For our civic leaders, premiers and prime minister and local councillors, as they care for the most needy, the homeless and vulnerable in our society, we pray to the Lord. For those who have died during this pandemic and for those who mourn for them, we pray to the Lord. For the Pikaday families and for all the families in our TV community who have asked us to pray for them, may the Lord answer their prayers. We pray to the Lord. Loving God, we thank you for the graces that you have given us. Be with us during this pandemic and after this pandemic. Help us to live out our faith, a faith that is deeply in you through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Through the mystery of this wine and water, may we share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become for us our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Wash away my iniquities and cleanse me from my sins. Pray, my sisters, my brothers, that my sacrifice and yours be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. O God, who graciously accomplished the effects of your mysteries, grant that the deeds by which we serve you may be worthy of these sacred gifts, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Father most holy, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your Word, through whom you made all things, whom you sent as our Savior and Redeemer, incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. Fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people, Jesus stretched out his hands as he endured the Passion, and so as to break the bonds of death and manifest the resurrection. And so with the angels and all the saints, we declare your glory as with one voice we acclaim.
Oh,
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more giving thanks, he gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Thomas our Bishop, the bishops across Canada, and this entire people of God. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we now dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." Look not on our sins, but on the faith of this your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And wherever we are in this lockdown, let us share with one another a sign of this peace and happiness.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ bring us and all our dear ones unto life everlasting.
Amen.
With those of you at home, join with me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. As though you were already there, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. May this divine sacrifice we have offered and received fill us with life, O Lord, so that, bound to you in lasting charity, we may bear fruit that lasts forever. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass has been celebrated. Let us continue to love and serve the Lord and one another.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.
God of all places, present.
Remember, if you can't sponsor a Mass, any contribution, no matter how small, will help keep Daily Mass on television. And you'll receive an income tax receipt for your donation.